for a special feature on the Grease Man Show, a feature that oftentimes attracts the attention of the single man and the single woman. It's time now to take another look at the Hop of the Gaga Handbook, Chapter 56, What to Do When Your Parents Are in Town. Well, it's one thing if Mom and Dad come to visit and you're just dating the same person on a regular basis. You know, because parents usually say, well, we don't mind if Nino and Sarah are spending the nights together. After all, they are in love, and it's a different time than when Father and I were young and dating. And so we've come to accept.
You know, they'll say that, but if you bring in a different dame every night, you know, Mom and Pop are going to say, hey, come on.
So what do you do when your parents come to stay the week?
Stop hopping the goggin? NFW, buddy, no way.
What you do is you use it to your advantage. You see, because your parents are in town, you don't really have that much time to spend with each individual recipient. So as you call up your stock, you can say, look, these Mom and Dad are in town, but I'm really missing you. I tell you what, could you drop on by? And Mom and Pop are here, and I got to slap them off to the Smithsonian, but I got a couple hours. You know, we'll spend some time. Now, what to tell Mom and Dad when they see this parade of estrogen waltzing by? Well, you say that you're teaching. Well, this is what I say. You do it in your field. But I say I'm teaching a course in mass media at a local girls' school. I feel that, you know, now that I'm successful in the business, I should pass off some of my knowledge to those that help me get there. So, you know, when each day a girl comes in and I say, Mom and Dad, will you excuse me a second? It's time to grade some papers. And so we slip up to the upper levels of the Grease Palace, and then you're not stuck with the lingering aftermath because you say, "Geez, wish we could just lie here like this all day." Yeah, I know. But you know, Mom and Dad are in town, so golly, I guess we better. Okay, well, thanks for coming. All right, yeah, you know, bingo. Hey, 2 hours max. Wheels in the well, 2 hours, 15 minutes. I mean, you're talking a bargain bonanza. And then every day you have a little variety. Of course, one word of warning. Make sure you lock the door to your room. Because, you know, you told Mom and Pop you're grading papers. And if they're downstairs looking for where, you know, they don't know where you put the coffee in your house. Or they need an extra pillowcase and they come walking in, you know, bingo, there you are, caught. That happened to me. I mean, there I was, just leaning back with my hands folded behind my head, enjoying the sweet, sweet, sweet gift of Shangri-La from some beautiful princess. And boom, the door to my room opens, and there's my mother standing there staring. She said, huh? Grading papers, huh, son? I said, no, Ma, this is for extra credit.
Sure, he's crazy, but you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.
Hey, buddy.